Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as James. And with me, as always, is my co-host, James. Welcome to the podcast, James.
James.
Yes, it's Nick Mason.
It is, hello.
I was doing a fun bit, and by a fun bit, I mean I just kind of ran out of steam and just said whatever.
So you ran out of steam 10 seconds into the podcast?
Yeah, to say my name.
Well, okay, that's it's terrific.
To say my name.
Okay. So do you think you're going to get a second wind?
Nah.
And suffer through the remaining hour and a half of this?
Nah, we're just going to do it. We're going to do what we can.
Okay, yeah, great.
Make a go of it. Mm. It's no sponsor this week, so it doesn't have to, it's pretty low effort.
Sure. Don't you consider the listeners sponsors in a way?
No.
Do you consider them drains?
Yeah.
On your mental
health? No, not at all. I absolutely appreciate every single one of them.
Oh, my God.
From dawn to dusk. No, I'm feeling good, actually. This week, Mason.
This week, it's the most wonderful time of the year, podcast time.
It is, and Hawkeye trailer time.
That's right.
Yeah, we're talking about that. There's other trailers that we're going to get into. We're going to talk about Christopher Nolan's latest. We're going to talk about the movie, the sequel to Twins.
Triplets?
You're about the triplets?
No,
yes.
I didn't.
That's all happening.
Wow.
There's also been some bloody backlash about the Marvel movies, if you've seen of late. Denis Villeneuve. Yeah, a bit of that, and then some backlash on the backlash. Some leaked Andrew Garfield Spider-Man stuff.
Stop it. They should just stop baiting people.
I know.
Hey, what do you think about the Marvel movies? Hey, you're a celebrated filmmaker. What do you think about the Marvel movies? Why you don't watch them? Wow, what a slap in the face.
Yeah.
What a slap in the face that a 50-year-old man is watching Marvel movies.
Are you saying they're not cinema? Is that what you're saying? Also, we're going to talk about the movie Malignant.
Mm.
Which a lot of people might not have seen, but maybe you should see it. We'll talk about it, among other things.
Wow.
There's time codes below.
I suspect Malignant is going to divide audiences.
Wow. That's very on brand for the movie Malignant.
That's right.
Without getting into too many spoilers. So let's start with this, Mason. This is via both El Mundo and also Premiere Interview. Did I say time codes below if people want to jump around?
Like, yes,
yeah,
maybe.
Good. I've done that already. Collings puts them down below.
He's going to have to time code both the times.
Yes.
That you said the time codes are available.
They asked Denis Villeneuve. These are two separate interviews about Marvel movies. And he said, there are too many Marvel movies that are nothing more than cut and paste of others.
Mm.
Right? Do you think he means like other movies, like say Winter Soldier is like a knockoff of like a 70s like spy espionage
thing? No, I think
thing.
He means when I read that, my assumption was he meant, and it's great to make assumptions when people make any commentaries
great.
On Marvel movies. My assumption was that he meant they all follow the same format.
Yeah.
You know.
And to follow that up in a separate interview, he said, the problem today, well, if we're talking about Marvel, the thing is all these films are made from the same mold. Some filmmakers can add a little color to it, but they're all cast in the same factory. Doesn't take away from the movies, but they are formatted. Which also I can't fully disagree with that, because it is within a universe. There is a structure. There is a look.
Now you can't disagree with it, but could you disagree with it maybe for clicks?
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's his opinion.
And can we say something inflammatory right now?
Well, I've got something inflammatory that Neil Blomkamp said.
Whoa.
He tweeted, "What a fucking asshole."
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
About Villeneuve.
Yep. Yeah.
Whoa.
Maybe he knows something that we don't.
Like Blomkamp is doing a Marvel movie in the next couple of years?
Maybe he is. Or maybe he isn't after
maybe
this.
Maybe they're integrating Chappie into the Marvel Universe.
Finally.
Maybe Chappie is going to be that robot that replaced the Human Torch in that cartoon.
Is he made up of PlayStation 4s or whatever he was in the movie?
Yeah.
Is that what Chappie was made of?
Probably.
Some of the processing powers of Chappie came from PlayStations? Like a rack of PlayStations,
I
remember?
I think you're confusing the character Chappie was like a news item that came out that year about like...
No, no. There was a bunch of PlayStation 4s or 3s in it or whatever okay, that they great. Used for processing powers.
Cool.
You used to be able to use them to mine Bitcoin or whatever as well or whatever. The thing is, yeah...
Chappies.
Chappies, yeah. That's right. I think also...
Look at all this Bitcoin.
Bang, bang.
Look at all the Bitcoin I've mined you.
What do you think about this, though? Do you think he's right? Do you think he's not right? Does it matter, first of all?
I mean, no, until the general public gets tired of the formula.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to tweak and or... And I'm sure they're doing that, you know, behind the scenes. They're like, okay, we did some market research and people fell off during the finale. Maybe it's because the villain was just the hero with a different coloured suit on or whatever. Yeah. Let's tweak that slightly. Yeah. You know?
Let's give them the same colour suit.
Yeah, that's right. See how that goes. We'll do that for 6 or 8 movies and then we'll see. And if that doesn't work, we'll go the other direction.
I think it's also selling short what the Marvel movies are in general. And, of course, I'm going to defend these movies because, you know, we like them.
Yeah.
Because we're simple men.
That's right. We're simpletons.
Yeah, but I think, like, the fact that they've built this universe that continues to thrive and, you know, and improve in a lot of ways and getting people to watch the shows and still go to cinemas, the biggest movie, you know, of the year is Shang-Chi at the moment, despite the pandemic.
And despite the fact we haven't seen it.
And despite the fact, yeah, it's and still somehow
we haven't seen
movie.
It, reviewed it and recommended it on this podcast. Nah. But for some reason, it's still doing really well. I don't understand. It
doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an anomaly.
Mm.
Yeah, but
I think people are just assuming that we would like it.
Yeah.
Like the general public at large are assuming we would like it. And they're going in
because of the money that Marvel gives us.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yeah. That makes sense. But I think like
they're like, we'll give you all this money, but we will not send you a screener.
Yeah, fine. How many people how many franchises are not good though? Mm. Most of them, I would say.
How's the Denis Villeneuve oeuvre?
He's very good.
The Denis Villeneuve.
Very good. That's very good. But he makes excellent movies.
That's true, he does.
Not to take away from what he's been doing. But all the movie universes are mostly bad.
Great.
You know, and I'm not like, oh, I got to go out and see the next in the... Like, if I didn't have to watch the Fast and Furious movies, I would stop watching them.
Same.
Because I don't think they're very interesting anymore.
But I wouldn't have said that up until the last one.
Yeah. Well, that's... no, what about Hobbs and or Shaw?
Oh, yeah, no, I would have said it after Hobbs and or Shaw, yeah.
Mm. So, you know, I mean, look at the Dark Universe. Look at, like, whatever G.I. Joe did. Have either of us seen Snake Eyes? It's available now. We could watch it. Have you watched it?
Nope.
We're thinking at the end of the year doing a roundup where we kind of... raffle off the leftover movies that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And then we have to...
Oh, we should put them in a hat.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. And then we have to go away and watch...
Snake Eyes.
Old. Maybe they're excellent.
Maybe they're excellent.
I also kind of want to watch all of the movies, like, and be able to talk about them together. So, you know.
Yeah, sure.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or we could just explain badly the movies to each other.
The movie Old.
And we'd both have a bad time.
It was that beach that made them old.
Right.
Is there a beach that doesn't make you old in the movie Old? I'd visit that beach.
Oh, do you think there's an assortment of different beaches?
I think there's just regular beaches.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the old beach.
Okay. I mean, in a way, all beaches make you old.
Yeah, that's true.
In the sense of sun damage and
time.
Just
the time
moving
you spend
forward.
There.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that. Wow. The beach that makes you old at the regular speed of time. Really good stuff. Anyway, it doesn't ultimately matter.
The twist at the end is you were having so much fun that time just flew.
Wow.
You got an ice cream.
I would love to get an ice cream. So anyway, Denis Villeneuve is out there. He's promoting Dune.
Yeah.
I saw some criticisms.
Burning bridges as he goes.
Yeah, why not? I saw some criticisms that were like, well, you made Blade Runner and you remade Dune or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, like, Blade Runner 2 isn't just Blade Runner.
Yeah, that's exactly
like Blade
right,
Runner
yeah.
2 is an excellent movie.
If Blade Runner 2, exactly, if they'd gone, you know, the Marvel approach with Blade Runner 2, it would just be Blade Runner 1 again. It would look like
exactly.
Blade Runner 1.
Yeah.
The plot would basically be the same because they'd soft reboot it. They'd do it the Force Awakens style.
Yeah, it's like a continuation. It's not like – it kind of catches you up where everything was, but not really. You know what I mean? It's like a fully blown sequel that will never get another movie or until 30 years and another movie executive is like, yeah, whatever. I like that one.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Do you know what Christopher Nolan's up to, Mason?
Like right now?
Yeah.
He's probably like walking between like mansions.
Yeah.
And he's got like an assistant with one of his scripts trailing behind.
Okay.
And he's going to go to his...
Is there reams of paper like...
Yeah, you're blowing in the wind and stuff. Yeah.
And he's like, chop, chop.
Anyone who catches one is immediately like assaulted by a lawyer. Forget what you saw. And he's gonna go to his script reading mansion.
Yeah.
And he's gonna read a script.
Yep.
And
then he's go to his mansion where he goes to the toilet.
Yeah, his toilet mansion.
It's just a toilet.
Magic. But the realtor said it was a mansion.
It's completely bare.
It's an outdoor toilet.
It's just a toilet.
Oh, is it a full mansion?
Yeah.
But every room is empty.
No, I don't think there's rooms. I think they've knocked down all the walls.
Oh, yeah,
and there's one toilet at the very back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the windows are still there, so yeah. You peek in. Is that Christopher Nolan going to the toilet?
So I just assume.
Forget what you saw. The lawyer's there. That's his toilet lawyer.
So you do know what he's up to.
Something about World War II? I don't know.
Okay, yeah. We should set up a direct line to you and Christopher Nolan, like the bat phone, don't you reckon?
Yes.
So if ever we need to know what's going on, we can get you to call him.
Yeah, that'd be
just
great.
Just ask him what he's up to.
Yes,
if
please.
Anybody knows how we can make that happen, that'd be terrific.
Mm.
Yeah. THR reporting that Christopher Nolan's next film, which is at Universal, we talked about this last week, which is about Oppenheimer, the dude who developed the atomic bomb and then went, that's actually bigger than I thought. Literally.
It's going to be called Oppenheimer, the dude that came up with the atomic bomb. he's surfing on his desk.
I'm imagining that, you know, that scumbag Steve meme, but it's him.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the face of Oppenheimer.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, what these are apparently some of the things he's asking for. Because, you know, he walked away from Warner Brothers because of their HBO Max
debacle
situation. And he said, like, why would they put these movies on the worst streaming service in the world? Like, he literally said that. He said he wants.
As if you know any other streaming services.
He knows.
Christopher Nolan.
He'd know a Netflix, wouldn't he?
He wouldn't use them.
Netflix went after him hardcore big time. Do you know what's out next week?
What's that?
That Apple show about in the end of the world and whatever, and in space and time and something.
Nope.
And
Foundation.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you know the whole time or were you just
trying to
puzzle out what I was saying?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Yeah, that's out next week.
Huh, there you go.
But like Apple.
I should get Apple TV somehow.
Yeah, you should. Like you can watch Ted Lasso as well.
Yeah.
But you can watch that. You can watch.
Is there an app for your TV?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. All right then.
App for your. Though it doesn't work on my Samsung. It won't let me buy it. It's like
right.
You can't get Apple TV on my. Buy the TV, I can.
Because I have an LG. Yeah. So I don't know.
My LG works.
Okay, I'll
my
check
Samsung
it out.
Doesn't. Oh. Sorry. My LG doesn't buy it. Samsung
that's what
does.
I'm, yeah. 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 I'll have to get a box or something. It's not important anyway.
No. Let's talk about our personal problems.
Christopher Nolan, the only TV streaming app he would have is that one where it adds a new movie. It's got 30 movies on it and adds one every day and it takes one off.
Oh, what's that one called?
Mubi. Yeah, it's all Art House movies.
Sounds bad.
Or as they call them, Art House movies.
Well, I went to watch.
And there's ads for Mubi's, the fictional restaurant in the Kevin Smith movies. Yeah.
I went to watch Spectre for Caravan of Garbage and you told me, like, they're going off Stan, which is Australian Netflix. And I'm like, cool. I better watch that. So I started to watch it.
Yes.
I watched it after you told me, like, it's going off tonight. And I checked the next day and they were still there. And I'm like, plenty of time. Right. Spectre. Anyway, I'm 2 hours and 5 minutes into Spectre and there's still 30 minutes to go. And I'm like, I fucking had enough of Spectre right now.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident this will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
I come back the next day. It's gone.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my fault.
It is. They put it right there.
It was late. I'm like, I don't want to watch another half an hour of Spectre and make notes about Spectre.
Do you think there's a guy? Like, do you think there's a leeway period? Because if you get in before the guy rocks up to the Stan offices in the morning and switches it off manually.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, it's a computer that does it.
But what would have happened if I was mid-watching it?
I reckon, ooh.
Would it let me finish it?
Don't know. Mm. We should have tested that.
Yeah, I should have just watched
it. Should have done it for the good of science.
Again and again. Mm. Anyway, they'll be back on somewhere else in a month after James Bond comes and goes.
Who bought MGM? They might be on Amazon.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Mm. Yeah. So he wants at least a 100-day theatrical window. He wants a $100 million budget, which is a bit low for Chris Nolan. You know what I mean? He wants equal that amount of money in marketing.
Okay.
He wants 20% of the first dollar gross.
So that means the instant it starts making money in the theaters, he gets
20%.
He personally gets 20%.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
He wants a blackout period where the studio will not release another movie for 3 weeks before and after the film.
Okay.
So there you go. And so I'd imagine he'll probably get most of this. Because, you know, because he would have had options.
That's true.
And so if Universal just probably went, we'll give you $100 million or whatever.
He's like, if you don't agree with me, I'm going to Mubi. Or Tubi, the free one.
Is there Tubi? Is that two movies and they just switch them every day?
Yeah, that's right.
But just
halfway.
Alphabetically. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very good.
You've got to sign up for at least 2 days.
Excellent.
Because otherwise you don't understand what's going on.
Is one of the movies son-in-law with Paulie Shaw?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other's father of the bride.
With
three.
three. Is there a three?
Yep.
Oh,
it's a 2B exclusive.
Well, there is a. They did do a reunion for on Zoom or whatever last year. Remember? Oh, yeah. Didn't watch it. Anyway, Deadline are reporting that there is a sequel to Twins in development. Mm-hmm. We've been hearing about this. It's called Triplets.
Yes.
It's going to be directed by Ivan Reitman. Mm-hmm. Now, initially, this was going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger
yes.
and Daniel DeVito
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Murphy. But Eddie Murphy got busy.
Yeah.
And so they're swapping him out with Tracy Morgan.
Okay.
Yeah. He's quite a bit younger than those.
I was going to say decades, you would think.
Split embryo or whatever.
Is that a thing that happens?
You know, you can do like if you do IVF,
yeah.
you can freeze a bunch of embryos mm-hmm. and then like defrost them at different times, okay. like frozen TV dinners. But yeah. people.
Okay.
This is a real thing. You can do it.
Yeah.
Like I know people who have had kids who are technically the same age, like when they were, you know, as yeah, embryos, right. but they're like 4 or 5 years apart.
Whoa.
Yeah. Science.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to age up or age down people in this.
Yeah. Or they're not going to explain it at all.
Why would you even bother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, are you excited for the movie Triplets?
Yeah, kind of.
Are you? Did you watch Coming to America 2?
Nope.
It was bad, Mason.
No.
It was terrible.
And does Reitman have something to do with that?
I don't know. Okay. I never finished it. It was so bad.
You had like 10 minutes left, right? Or 5
Didn't
minutes?
Do it. Yeah. Wow. I was so close to the end. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it.
Well, I love Danny DeVito.
You know what the worst part about it was?
Schwarzenegger's fine.
Yeah, great. The worst part about it wasn't funny. Like, I mean, at all.
Right.
Like... And there's probably like people being like, "Well, it's bloody, it's probably too PC." It's not. It's just not good. I'm sorry.
This is a hot opinion. This is the hottest take you've ever had. James, I think
you might be right. Anyway, this is also here's something from the Mail Online.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna love this, Mason. Insiders claim that Kathleen Kennedy,
hated Star Wars producer.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Who also hates Star Wars. Did
she
you know
does,
that?
That's true.
She's actively trying to ruin Star Wars for all the true fans out there.
That's exactly
that's what she wants to do. She wants to take a billion-dollar franchise and completely flush it
drive
down the toilet
to the ground.
And just ruin her career and others.
Yes.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to do for years.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably because somebody spoiled Empire Strikes Back for her.
Yeah, you might be right.
In the 80s.
Mm. Anyway, the Hollywood producer behind the franchise is keen to make big, bold changes with – this is for – in regards to Indiana Jones.
Oh,
with few bigger than switching the lead character to a woman.
Uh-oh.
It would be a huge statement, and this would be a great role for Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
So she's going to be in the new one, right?
So if they continue the franchise, mm-hmm. it's going to be the Phoebe Waller-Bridge Jones.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Does that mean they're related?
I don't know.
Well, here's the question. We're just spitballing here.
Yeah.
If we're going to continue, you would think that they would keep the name for brand recognition.
Sure.
So
Indiana Jones and the Phoebe Waller-Bridge, that's
yes,
the next one.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got to cross the Phoebe Waller-Bridge. So rickety.
So sassy.
Yeah.
Keeps looking at the camera. This bridge.
Oh, no. Because
he's trying to bang that priest, this bridge.
No. It's so awkward and we're right here trying to cross. Anyway, if they want to keep the name recognition – but Harrison Ford isn't in it anymore.
Mm.
The simplest solution would be to say she is like the granddaughter of the original Indiana Jones, and people call her Indiana Jones.
So she's the daughter of Shia LaBeouf, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I know, right? Just the very idea of it.
I think they're the same age, those two. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to do a spin-off of Indiana Jones no matter who it is.
Or
nobody wanted a Mutt Williams movie.
What if Indiana Jones drinks another from the grail, a different grail, turns into a lady?
Sure, that's fine
sassy
with me.
Sassy lady looking at the camera.
Do you think people would be okay with that?
Yeah, I think they'd be fine with it. I'd be fine with it.
Do you think the true fans would be okay with it? I think they'll be okay with it.
Yeah, I think they'd love it, actually, yeah.
Anyway, what I think's probably really happening here mm-hmm. is that this isn't a real story.
No, it's not.
And that... If it goes well and her character is well received, she'll get a Disney Plus show or something.
Yeah, that's probably what'll happen.
I think that's probably more likely, or a spin-off of some sort. I still think they should have brought back Short Round and done it, and they still can.
Yeah.
You know, down the line. But imagine like Steven Yeun or, you know, I don't know, the dude who plays like Shang-Chi or whatever.
Yeah.
Just get someone famous and then Henry Golding or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know, just whatever.
You say he got raised, he went to England and he got all posh and now he's Henry Golding.
I got all posh and I went to England and he's like, you never used to be posh, you used to be...
So wear a little baseball cap and be like, hey, don't
put
Jones.
The baseball hat on. I don't want to wear that baseball...
I want to put my top hat on. I'm short round. I'm Lord Short Round now. Yeah, I also saw recently that, you know, Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Donald Glover were going to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah. And she has dropped out of that.
Yeah, and they were going to write it together maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's still going to write it.
Oh, she cool.
Maybe they have written it. But
she's probably busy being Indiana Jones because she drank from that cup that turned her into Lady Indiana Jones.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's a shame that they're not going to do that together.
Yeah.
Because they were in Solo together.
That's right. They should be in a good thing together.
Solo's fine.
Yeah, it is fine. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll see the connection eventually. Maybe they're like, hey, we might give you a spin-off, Disney Plus spin-off, if you don't do this other thing. And she's like, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
They're on my schedule.
Yep. Cool. All right.
But anyway, but for real, my money is on the potion.
Yeah, it's the potion. So same, enter a room with a knight, different knight.
Yeah.
Same room, why not?
Lady knight.
Because the knight drank from the potion also.
Yes, I think so.
Yep. And it's like you got to pick the right potion.
Yeah.
That turns you into a lady.
Yeah.
And then he does.
And then
she does.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's like, I don't even want to do archaeology anymore.
Yeah.
I want to open gender studies.
I want to do a guinea pig cafe.
Yep.
That's in the show. Fleabag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
German's a little guinea pig cafe.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man, imagine you said I want to do genders. Imagine. Right. Oh, my God, I would love that so much.
Yes, I know, right?
I mean, I wouldn't care if they made the worst thing in the world. It would all be worth it if that happened. Someone should just, you know what? I want someone to have the absolute.
She still has to do like tomb raiding and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like famous. It's just like, she's like, it's important for gender studies I do this. And then she just runs away from poison darts and rolling boulders. She's like, I'm doing this for gender studies.
This idol's got boobs that I've stolen.
Yeah.
It's for gender studies. But you know, I want somebody with the absolute audacity just to lean into all the things that everybody hates.
Yes.
And just make something hilarious. I think that'd be really funny. Anyway, this is from Mark Miller. And we talked about this in our What If recaps.
That's right.
That we're doing every Wednesday that Collings is editing. Go up early at bigsandwich.co. He says, if my sources are correct, little live action Marvel Zombies is further down the line, but you never heard it from me.
We did that.
So, yes, I know. What's he talking about? Who does he think that we heard it from?
Do you think the internet is secret, Mark Miller?
I think you must think it's secret.
And if that's the case, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
This guy.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Boomers, am I right?
Yeah.
Or Gen X or whatever,
whatever
it is.
Whatever he is,
whatever
that guy.
He is. Yeah. So there you go.
Maybe he's our age. I don't know.
So there you go. Not surprising. It probably did very well.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, but it was probably one of the most successful episodes.
Yeah.
And they're just seeing what sticks, and that one probably did.
Yeah. Huh? Who are they going to put it? So it's an animated series? Are we
talking? I have no idea. They just said something live action.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's going to be in that, though? Who do you get? Who's coming back to that?
You could do it as a – oh, you couldn't do it as a sequel because then you have to get Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also different universes of Marvel Zombies in the – they're not all the one Marvel Zombies
universe, are
they?
Yeah.
So, but they probably would tie it in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The question would be who's available, who wants to sit for hours of zombie makeup?
Mm.
You know,
well, not even, because you could then, like, the people that you can't get back, you just turn them into zombies.
Oh, that's true. Entirely CGI.
Like you can't get Robert Downey Jr., make him a zombie.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, they've already got their character model from Spider-Man.
Exactly. Should we talk about the leaked footage of Andrew Garfield on the set of Spider-Man, potentially?
This is the first time hearing of this, so let's do it.
Did you see it? He's holding onto the bar?
No.
I'll show you. I'll bring it up.
What bar? What are you talking about?
Just shut up.
I will shut up. Wait, no, I won't shut up. I'll never shut up.
All right. Garfield.
All I've seen this week is a lot of clips or a lot of Twitter posts and Instagram posts of Andrew Garfield saying, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
That's photoshopped. So.
Here we go. Here it is.
Oh.
So it looks pretty real.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there was a so he denied it and said it's a Photoshop. You can also see like what looks like Tobey Maguire's hands.
Oh.
To the left.
How do you know that? Because they're the...
They're the old webs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, this could very well be fake.
Yeah.
Then somebody released a deep fake video.
Uh-huh.
Showing how they made it and how the whole thing is fake. But then it was revealed that deep fake was faked.
Ah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what the deep faker did is they took that footage.
Yeah.
Which has come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they like deep faked somebody else's face on it and went, oh, actually that's the.
There you go. It is. So, excuse me. I'm just going to quickly show Mason this. If everybody could hustle in.
Everybody lean in. Yeah, right, okay.
But the thing is about this deep fake is that it doesn't explain where they get the suit from, the backdrop.
That's true.
The movement of like the chest when he's moving.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I think it's probably real, and I think he's definitely in it, but it might not be real and he might not be in it.
That's true.
So
you're not committing to anything here.
Definitely not. Great. So, but I just think if they're doing Jamie Foxx and they're doing the lizard and whatever, like, why would he not be in it?
Right.
And he just has to go out there every day and just lie through his teeth.
Yeah.
Yep. And then people will, and if the movie's bad, people will be like, why did you lie for the rest of his life? Why did you lie about being in that bad movie and we hate you? Anyway, we'll see, won't we? Do you want to know
what? Probably Kathleen Kennedy. He could just blame Kathleen Kennedy.
Definitely could. Throw right under the bus.
What do you think the origin of the term throw someone under the bus is?
Must have happened.
Yeah, but I mean, because the
someone was cheating on their spouse.
Okay.
And then the person that they were cheating with, the spouse came out and said, who's bloody this? And they got a rolling pin, the spouse, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
And then they quickly shoved that person under a bus. That's what I think happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
What do you think happened?
You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
because I saw it happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's real, the thing I said.
Yeah, I was there.
Do you think there is a literal
thing? Well, because the expression is it's to blame somebody else for something.
Yeah.
So why would you throw them under a bus?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
What does the bus represent?
Like the absolute hate and bile that comes their way.
Oh, okay.
But it's bus shaped.
Okay, it's bus shaped. Okay, right. Yeah. Bus shaped bile. Okay.
Bus shaped bile.
Sure.
I assume. What does anything mean, though? Nothing. Everything's made up.
No, I'm on the record as not knowing what anything means.
Well, I'm glad. Because language is weird. Like, what is even this?
Right?
Nonsense.
What are we doing here?
That's from IGN.
Shut it all down, I say.
I agree. IGN says they spoke to Andy Serkis on Venom meeting Spider-Man.
Okay.
And he said, that's the question on everyone's lips. They want to know if Venom is going to meet Spider-Man, but personally, it's never going to happen. Then he said, I'm only joking. Of course it's going to happen.
That Andy Serkis, he's renowned for a joke.
He is. And then he said a bunch of other stuff, but he said, but point taken, yes, everybody wants to see Venom fight Spider-Man, but they'll be sacrificing a lot of stuff if they want to rush straight to that.
Good call, Andy Serkis.
Yeah, so he's just a safe bet. You know what I mean? Just be like, probably, but not yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm alive, but maybe.
Did you see Tom Hardy was wearing a Far From Home cap as well? Fueling
speculation.
Fueling speculation, no doubt, Mason. Mm. Can you imagine how much speculation he was fueled?
Yeah.
Maybe could he power a small city with all that speculation?
Yeah.
Do you think he could have?
Yes.
Very good. So there you go. I wonder whether they're going to pop him into the new
Spider-Man.
Were
I Tom Hardy, I would purchase an assortment of novelty hats.
What would you do with them?
Probably throw them out to the fans.
Oh, that's nice. At a Comic-Con?
Yeah, at a Comic-Con, yeah.
Very good.
But also I put them on and people are like, what? It's going to be a Bridges of Madison County remake.
That's right.
Venom? Whoa!
Excited for Venom? It's coming out soon. Probably not here.
Probably not. Again, not really, but I have faith in Andy Serkis, I suppose.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, I don't care because it's Venom.
It's
the universe of Venom, and I don't. It's the Spum universe.
It is Spum.
Yeah,
we'll miss you, Spum.
That's right. Here we go. Here's something that I know you're excited for. I can tell by the glint in your eye. You don't even know what's coming your way, but I feel like you get a sense of it. Deadline are reporting that there's going to be a Penguin spin-off series for HBO Max. It's unclear whether Colin Farrell is returning, but it's going to focus on Cobblepot's past and show his rise to power in Gotham's seedy underbelly. Rather than him as an established kingpin. So the show Gotham.
Yes.
But with Colin Farrell.
Different guy in it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so there you go.
And also no Batman, presumably.
And also probably no Batman, presumably.
Unless he's just in the background sometimes.
The background.
The background, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. So, I mean, it's also Batman.
There wasn't any congratulations there. I just repeated the thing that you said.
And what did I say?
You said thank you.
Well, I feel like that's you're mirroring. Of my excellent joke is
with disapproval.
Was it?
Nah.
I think it was it was a stunning endorsement.
No, you were correct.
So we're getting that, we're getting the Gotham series, probably
Gotham
other
again,
things.
Yeah.
Gotham again. Why not?
Because it's bad. It's gonna be bad.
Will it?
Maybe.
HBO Max, man.
Yeah. Guess. Sure.
I should watch a bunch of Gotham. Because I did like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like how it's a different universe.
Mm.
They just do a bunch of stuff that's not.
I do like Colin Farrell.
It's true.
Yeah.
What do you like him in? Tigerland, the movie Tigerland?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you know who directed that?
Kenneth Branagh.
You're close.
Really?
No. It was, what's his fucking name? The guy who directed Batman and Robin.
Oh, Schumacher.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Made this really good Vietnam War movie after Batman and Robin. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Trailers ahoy. There he is. We got a few this week that we got to talk about. One is Nightmare Alley.
Yeah.
Much anticipated.
Mm. A lot of stuff happening in that trailer.
Yeah.
You don't see a darn thing.
So
you notice that?
Yeah. So it's what's his name? Who did
Guillermo del Toro?
Yes, yes. Shape of Water and
the Hellboy movies.
Hellboy movies and many other things. Mm-hmm. The movie about bugs taking over New York. Mimic. He did the movie Mimic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that?
New York Bugs.
Pretty solid, yeah. If you can make it.
New York Mimic.
Yeah, thank you. So
they're going to take over the world in a New York Mimic.
Did you see people are like, Bioshock, it looks like Bioshock or whatever?
Oh, I didn't say that, no.
It does look like Bioshock.
Does it look a little bit like Bioshock?
Bioshock looks like a bunch of things,
that's true,
it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It looks like that era. By design.
Did you think Bradley Cooper's fedora made him look just ripe and ready for a new Indiana Jones movie? How did he win an Oscar for that fish sex movie? That's nuts, right? I mean, I liked it. It was a really good movie.
Uh-huh.
But it's amazing he won it for that,
right?
I agree. Right?
Strongly agree, yeah.
Real bizarre. Love it.
Yeah. But, like, what is interesting about this trailer is,
yeah,
based on Guillermo's track record, it's a monster movie.
Yep.
But there is no monster in this. And the trailer heavily implies that the monster is, in fact, man, specifically Bradley Cooper.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I didn't get
it?
That sense at all.
Didn't you?
I watched it once.
And went, yeah, great.
I'm going surprised.
Yeah, sure.
I want to see what kind of monster we're getting in this one.
It's a very handsome monster.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What if the real monster is handsomeness? It's too handsome.
What if the real monster is the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Isn't that getting a movie or whatever, or a spin-off or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. If they Dark Universe it again, maybe.
Please, if they could. We also got a trailer for West Side Story, mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg's next movie.
Jets, Sharks.
Yep.
Already been a movie?
Yeah, in like the 50s or 60s or something.
Okay.
Or 70s or 80s or 90s. I think it was the 60s.
Or the early 2000s or the 2010s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looks really good, honestly. I like musicals. Mm-hmm. I've seen West Side Story at a high school production. It was hilarious. So I'm looking forward to seeing a proper version of it.
I was going
to
say, on purpose hilarious?
No. It was a very white Australian cast doing accents, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Quite people are doing New York accents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are doing all sorts of accents, Puerto Rican accents. It was crazy. I loved it. It was incredible. It was pure theatre.
They should have set it in the west side of Melbourne.
I agree.
Yeah. Is that Footscray?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
But no, I think, you know, Spielberg, he's a good filmmaker.
Oh, yeah.
And I like
the
musicals.
Hot takes are coming thick and fast this episode.
But I think this one, like, it looks like it looks beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
I agree.
You know? Mm. And there you go. But the trailer of the week, for us at least.
Here it comes, trailer of the week. It's going to hit that iceberg.
Look out. Look out for the iceberg. It's the trailer of the week. It's Hawkeye. It's the Hawkeye trailer.
That's right.
So we didn't do a trailer breakdown. I didn't have a spare editor this week and I couldn't do it myself because of homeschooling and everything else going on at the moment.
You're finally getting your high school diploma.
Do I need it at this point? Would I need? I have it, but if I didn't have it, would I need it? I never picked up my business degree. My mum still talks about it. She's like, you know, you never got that business degree, and I'm like, I fucking run a business. Like, I don't need.
And business is good.
Business is booming, bitch. I said to her.
Wow.
No, I would never. That's a terrible.
You wouldn't. I've met her. You'd never say that.
And but you know, do I need it?
Great question.
Will this business get shut down? Because I didn't get my business degree?
Maybe they'll change the law.
Claire doesn't have a business degree. She's also running this business. Should she go to jail?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think if you're good at business or you have a business that's working,
yeah.
Isn't that enough business? Mm. What do I need to prove to anybody, Mason?
Maybe you should collect that business degree if you want to bloody wipe your butt with it, eh?
Do I hate my mother? Is that what this is?
Maybe, yeah.
No, she's wonderful.
Did you build this out of spite?
Exactly.
Wow.
Anyway, so it's a Christmas-themed trailer for a Christmas-themed show.
If you're going to get me in some way, it's going to be making it a very special Christmas series.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
So, very Christmas series. It's coming out November 24th. Well, that's the first episode. So, it's going to run up to Spider-Man and a little bit beyond.
And Disney Plus, you're going to get a little Advent chocolate every day.
Is that true?
Before Christmas, yeah.
You open up your TV.
Open up your TV, crack it open.
Melted chocolate in there from all the TVs.
Get a little, maybe like a knife or a chisel or something.
Yeah.
And if you see a number one on your TV,
yep.
Just smash into it with a chisel, you get a chocolate out.
See whatever you get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might look like glass.
It's okay.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's going to be delicious.
It's actually chocolate. So we see Kate Bishop out in the world doing Ronin stuff.
Yeah, Ronan Keating.
Yes, that's right, because life is a roller coaster.
That's
we
right.
both know that.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's dressed up as what he did in all these Tokyo shenanigans.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, he wasn't just in Tokyo. Was he going a bunch of places?
I guess he was going worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide. And don't you think?
Yep. Pitbull, Aquaman, James Wan.
Exactly. Malignant. Do you think all she should have had the Hawkeye haircut?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of miss a trick there, didn't you? Yeah.
It should be the cowl won't fit on your head unless you have the Hawkeye haircut.
It does look.
It locks you out.
Yeah. Do you notice the costume does
the look, security system for the cowl.
It does look a bit like dollar store costume. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder if it is she has found her own in costume. Yeah. Like she's found one that he abandoned at a safe house or something, and she's wearing it, or she made her own.
Mm. Well, it'd be interesting to say. And what I think they've done well here, it seems, is merge the Marvel Universe directly into the My Life as a Weapon storyline.
The comic book universe, yeah.
Because there's so many things from that comic that are very evident in this trailer.
Yeah, there's that car chase where in his classic muscle car and they're trying to determine which arrow is the least deadly to he's trying to determine the least deadly arrow to give her so she can, you know, take out the approaching bad guys. He's in an apartment block for some reason. He has to because in the comic books, for people who don't know, Hawkeye purchases an apartment block and becomes the landlord.
Yeah.
And so he meets all this cast of characters. But in this obviously he has gone
just to send his family away.
Yeah, he's come to New York to have a vacation with his family, I think, and then this Ronin situation crops up and she's mixed up with gang members, it seems. Yeah. And so he's like, okay, family, leave for a little bit and I'll take up residence here.
Yeah.
And I'll get up to some hijinks. I mean, I won't get up to any hijinks.
I would never, he says. Mm. He says to himself.
Yes.
Yeah. So she recognizes him as well, which must be nice for him. Do you think?
Yeah.
But yeah, and even things like the one-eyed dog that he rescues makes the dog's name is something.
Lucky,
yeah. We actually, our second episode we ever did for Big Sandwich was on Hawkeye.
That's
My
true.
Life is a Weapon. Mm-hmm. If you do want to sign up and check it out, because there's movie commentaries and a bunch of stuff up there. We've done probably a dozen book clubs by now.
1,000.
Yeah, last one we did was Shang-Chi last week. Anyway, there's also a Captain America the Musical.
Yeah,
and so
Rogers.
A few people have sent this to me.
Yeah.
The guy dressed like Thor looks exactly like Chris Evans. Have you seen this?
Let me show you. Okay.
And look, it's probably not.
Okay, sure.
But if I'd have done a trailer breakdown.
Do you think he's got that classic Hollywood good looks that a lot of people might have?
Maybe. Mm. Do you think we could ever make it in Hollywood with our classic good looks?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. I feel like you're just pandering to me. Come on,
you can make it as the bloody back end of a Panama horse. So you could make it to Hollywood, is that kind of thing?
You don't need to be so rude, Mason. You could actually be polite. You know?
I know, but I've chosen
it's
to
free.
Be rude.
It's free, Mason.
I've chosen to be rude. It cost me a little extra, but it's worth it to me.
Tell me that doesn't look exactly like Chris Evans. With a fake beard glued on.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
the build and all.
But it could also look like.
Could be anyone.
Yeah. It could also look like a real, like imagine, you know, like you watch a horror movie and there'll be like a really, really old decrepit man at a gas station is like, don't go up to the hills or whatever. Yeah. Imagine that guy and look at that. Could also look exactly like
look
that.
Look at his young man arms.
Maybe.
I just don't buy it, Mason.
Okay.
You're not going to get a rise out of me, Mason. All right. You're not going to get me worked up.
I'm not going to get you to, in the show jumping competition. He's in the back end of a bloody Panama horse.
If anything, Mason, I'd be the front end. Mason.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, look, all in all, it kind of surprised me how good it looks.
Yeah.
Oh, not even that. It was all these things, they all look good.
They all look good, yeah.
But it made me more excited for this thing, which I guess is the job of any trailer at the end of the day, wouldn't you say so?
The idea that any enthusiasm would be drummed up for Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Some would consider incredible.
Mm. An absolute fucking lark, mate.
Absolutely.
But who do you think?
Are you having a lark, we would say.
Who do you think who we're going to get cameo-wise?
Well, isn't Echo in the trailer?
Well, we saw Echo? Like the logo had an Echo kind of whatever coming
so
off
her?
It. Yep. Or Yelena from
from Black Widow. Black Widow she'll be in there. Yeah, appearance. Okay, all right. The dog is in there.
The dog was in there.
Hawkeye's wife probably be in it for a bit, although she's not. She's conspicuously absent from the trailer, which I
she's
thought
in it, isn't she?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe she's. Oh, his kids
you see his daughter. Are. You see a couple of his daughters, but we never Linda Cardellini's never in shot.
That's
I don't
interesting.
Think.
So. Okay, well there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you think maybe we'll get like some seeing as it's New York?
Yeah, I initially thought, oh, is this a sad divorce situation? But then he calls her on the phone, so.
Or and someone. He's like, he calls her up and he's like, is this a sad divorce situation?
Yeah. I'm definitely not divorced, right?
Yet.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe we'll get some defenders even? Kristen Ritter this week was on.
Oh, she definitely
she was
play
like,
Jessica
I'll play
Jones.
Jessica Jones. Just
I
let
would
me.
Love to see that.
Yeah.
And it is
kind
of. Is
she in that comic? Jessica Jones?
Ooh, yeah, no, she is the two. I think two of the Jessicas in it. So Jessica Jones is in it, and Jessica Drew, who is one of the Spider.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Black Widow is in it at some point.
Yes.
So there might there's like a scene where they all meet up and they're like, "What do we? What do we hang out with this guy? He sucks."
Great point.
Yeah.
And I guess they can't do that with regular Black Widow. Mm. She dead.
Mm-hmm.
She died in that movie, that popular movie that people saw.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks great, and I'm happy it's coming out. And also we get a break between What If and that.
That's true.
And that's the most important thing in the world to me.
I agree.
Mm.
A little break, a little just a little sit down.
And a little break and a light.
Bit of a nap, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a question for you before we move on to our main topic.
Okay.
Claire and I have been doing our show Suggestible nonstop.
You can name another child after me, yes.
apart from the two I've already named.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Our child.
But that's it. Three is enough.
Our child's Nick and Mason.
That's right.
But
and the next one could be Nick Mason, all yes. One word.
So we're suggesting things over there, like we're watching stuff and reading stuff and talking about it. Less comic book stuff, yeah. More like more normie shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just basic stuff.
Well, if you're into the Avengers, I've got a super team that you might enjoy.
Okay.
There's one charismatic leader.
Jesus? Is
this was going to be Jesus. He was going to be Jesus. Yeah. He's going to be a charismatic leader, and then
and maybe he's got some ideas that are a little bit unconventional whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But he's got an Iron Man suit also.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it's
great.
Guy
once tried to hit me up about Jesus in a sauna. Mm-hmm. Not a good.
Not the location.
Don't
for that.
Do that.
No.
To me.
Yeah.
Mason.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Well, just there's an awkward, whenever there's an awkward silence in a sauna, you got to fill that space.
That's
with
right.
Jesus talk.
So we had a blowout over a couple of episodes about how you should sort Lego because she's organizing the toys stuff for the kids, right?
Like, should you put it in a big bucket of Lego?
Yeah. And I'm like, put it in a big bucket. And she's like, I want to order it by color. And I'm like, what?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Where are you at? Now, and we got dozens of emails and tweets about it.
Yeah, okay, right.
So how do you, where do you sit on this?
Well, I mean, if I were to get any, I don't think I still have any Lego. No, no, I'd have some. Luke sent made us Lego.
I've got my Lego.
Yeah, Lego us's. So I have
ghost,
those.
Yeah.
But if I guess I had any, if I had any Lego, like if I like a Lego Batmobile or something, it would just be on the wall.
Yeah.
Or on the shelf or something.
Sure.
Man, see, my first instinct when you were like, "How do you store the Lego?" I would have said just a bucket of Lego.
Yeah,
just everything in there, and then you just go, oh, "I need a gray bit. I'll just dig around."
I think it's different for sets. Like if you've got a set that you want to keep,
I would separate those.
Separate it. But I'm talking just general Lego.
General Lego. If I bought a Ghostbusters Ecto-1 or something like that, that's the thing. I'd never need to disassemble anything of that sort of thing that I bought.
You
so,
wouldn't, would you?
No.
You just let it collect
but
dust.
I guess if for some reason I had to for legal purposes.
Sure.
Like my accountant comes over and he's like, that's going to cost you unless you break it up into separate bits, in which case.
Yeah.
You know, you won't go to jail for this.
And then there's cash in there because you've been working cash in hand for the show.
That's right.
Is that right?
Exactly.
That's
right.
How we do it.
Yeah, so I guess I break it up and I put all the pieces into a box. But I mean,
yeah.
If I just – can you just buy like bags of Lego these days?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right.
We have a tub of Lego. I've got no idea where it came from.
I reckon you just crack open the bag, you pour it all into a tub.
Yep.
Right?
Okay,
I think that's
cool.
How – yeah, that's
– that's what I said.
Okay.
Claire, but I think if you were going to sort it for a kid, sort it – if you were going to sort it, which you shouldn't, you sort it by part, by type. Not by color.
Oh, I see. Right,
if,
right.
And I didn't even think you should do it then. Even then, you're pushing it.
But
I was going to say, we got a few emails which I agree with.
Okay.
If you're a collector or more of a Lego expert, then you should have your own system.
Mm. Or a Lego sexpert.
Yes, exactly. You're building things to have sex with.
Yeah.
Out of, you know, mechanical Lego or what. But that way you know what you're looking for. You've got your different parts and bits and you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's different. But I think for a kid, you should just be able to like dig in there and see what you can
and
find.
And also, if you're like, I'm going to separate all this by color, what's going to happen is you're going to have one, you're going to have a tub of blue and it's filled to the brim and then you're going to get a second tub for all the extra blue. But then you're like, purple Lego. Like one tub and it's got two bits of purple in it.
Exactly.
And then every time your son buys a new bit of Lego and it's got a different a new tub.
Yep.
Now do I put the pink Lego in with the purple Lego? Is that against the law?
I think it is.
Is my accountant going to have an issue with this?
Yes. Anyway, it sounds like we're on the same page. Mm. But you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll get messages about it.
But also, I think what you should also do is if you're a kid listening to this, you should get all a bunch of your Lego and you should just pour it all like around your parents' bed.
Yep.
So when they get out of the bed, they stand on it.
When they go into the shower, very carefully place it just outside.
Yeah. Terrific stuff.
And whip their towel off. off the off the railings. They have to walk across to get it.
Yeah.
Sopping wet.
Yeah. Or just when they're asleep, just get the big trough of Lego and just drop it on their heads. Not the Lego. Don't empty the trough. No, drop the trough on their head. Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
There we go. Anyway,
kill your parents.
Kill your parents, yeah. Don't, not really.
Though. No, don't actually kill your parents. Yeah.
If one person doesn't, we're in trouble.
That's true. Don't kill your parents. And if you didn't wait until we'd finished this bit before you killed your parents, that's on you.
Yeah. Imagine if they paused it and then unpaused it after they killed their parents.
I just paused this, killed my parents, and then, oh, no. My fourth favorite podcast has led me astray.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The movie Malignant, Mason. Mm-hmm. This is James Wan's Malignant.
Yeah.
I've got an article headline from here. I've got two that we can read from. One of them says, from Forbes, James Wan's Malignant is a box office tragedy. The other one from CNET says, HBO Max is streaming Cry Macho and Malignant. Brackets, but not Shang-Chi. Sorry. Thanks. It's really helpful.
You're very welcome. Now, when Forbes say this is a box office tragedy, do they mean because it hasn't made a lot of money or it hasn't made a lot of money and it's also bad?
I think it hasn't made a lot of money. I think the tragedy – look, I didn't really read it. But the tragedy is that its opening weekend it only made $14 million.
Okay.
I think in another year where – you know, it probably wasn't getting crushed by Shang-Chi, which is the only movie that people appear to be saying at the moment.
Yes.
It probably would have done quite well.
Also, how much did it cost to make?
I think like $75 million or something
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Well, you look at it, it's a proper movie, isn't it?
I mean, it's a proper movie, but it is also, it's very neat, I thought.
What do you mean by
like
neat?
It feels very, the thing about this, the first thing that struck me about this movie is it felt like it's very, and again, like, our problem, because this is ultimately a horror movie, and we don't watch a lot of horror movies. Mm. But I felt it looked that at no point in this movie did I think that's not taking place on a set.
Did it feel like a haunted house set for you or something?
It always felt like a set. Okay. Every scene felt like a set. And you know, if you there's, you know, there might be a scene set in a police station or something like that, and there'd be various, you know, like file folders and ledgers and all this sort of stuff. But I also felt like, I don't think anybody works in that.
Mm.
Like at no point did I look at that and go, that's a lived-in space. I went, that's a set. And they've gone, well, the police need a filing cabinet. I'll put the file cabinet there and I'll stack up some folders or whatever and put it there. And every time I was just like, no, this is.
Can you give me like a good example of something where, like, would you say the movie Seven or Saw does like better police stations and
things like that.
And grimier stuff?
Yeah, or like in, you know, in this movie there's a police detective.
Oh, what do you think the story was?
Okay. So there's a woman.
Yep.
And
No spoilers then. We're going to do
spoiler. Okay, so there's a woman and she keeps seeing, she sees a murder.
Yeah.
And
some
she's
kind of
like,
connection potentially or insanity.
She's like, whoa, why did I see this murder? And then it turns out the murder actually happened. She's like, what's going on? Yeah. I wasn't at the murder.
I wasn't watching it on TV, was I? I wasn't watching this murder on HBO Murders.
That's right.
And then they have to figure out who the murders is.
Yeah, yeah. But also she's a lady. She's in a relationship with a man.
Yep.
And
he's a Winchester.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from,
From Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Okay, but he's like an angry, abusive guy, and he knocks her about, and then he winds up dead.
Mm.
But she didn't do it.
Mm. And then there's all sorts of murders going on.
All kinds of murders.
Anyway, you were saying police station something
like
something.
The police detective. He has a specific look to him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't think any of those shirts have ever been worn. Like, it looks like he's. Like, he doesn't look like.
I saw the coat hanger sticking out the back.
Yeah. He doesn't look. He looks like they went, okay, you're a detective and here's your wardrobe and I'll put this on you.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't look. He's
not sweating in it.
Yeah. He doesn't look like it doesn't look like one of the six shirts he owns for work and he's put it on for the umpteenth time or whatever. Every time we see him, he looks like a freshly. A freshly dressed model.
But you look like that.
Yeah, I know.
People like, but you're the only one.
That's exactly right. That's why it's so
probably
weird.
True. Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
and it's the same with all the other characters. But again,
did that take you out of the realism of this? Then
it did.
I mean, it's by the way, it's insanity. This movie. It's
yeah, it did, and I spent much of this movie going, I don't know why I'm sticking with this.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, I'm like, glad I stuck with this.
Yes.
So, but I think a lot of people watch this and go, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And why did this happen and why did that happen? Right. And I think we won't discuss it until spoilers, but there are a couple of aspects to this where they went, okay, here's the concept for the movie.
Yep.
And this and this and this is going to happen. And during the script writing process, they went, okay, but how is this going to occur? How are we going to work through this? And they just went,
electricity or whatever.
Just say a thing can happen. The conceit is also this.
Yeah,
And I thought, you know what, they could probably do a second pass in this script and figure out a way to cover up those
You're talking about how the killer can talk on the phone or whatever, stuff
yes.
like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it was so – and for me, like, not to brag, but I clocked it like 10 minutes in. I'm like –
oh, yeah.
I think it's this thing.
Yes.
And my God, I hope it is. And then when it happened, I'm like, brilliant.
Yeah.
This doesn't ruin anything.
The
for
clue
this
is
little.
Definitely in the title.
Yes. And also in the things that happen in the movie.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Appearance by Australia's own Jacqueline McKenzie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Probably in Water Rats.
Probably in Water Rats. Mm. So yeah, I just thought. I also think that this movie, like you mentioned.
Secret Life of Us? Was she in Secret Life of Us? I'll look it up.
No, I don't think she was.
Okay, great.
Maybe she was. I think you could easily look at this movie and go, this is just like any sort of. You could watch the whole thing and go, oh, this was dumb and it's like boring and it's like dumb horror crap and it's schlock or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I think it leans into that so hard that it's a good version of that. I think the same way that people go to Cabin of Woods and go, well, that's just like. Cliches and monsters and whatever, and that's dumb and nonsense. And why is there a force field or whatever?
Uh-huh.
But it's like, yeah, that's the point.
Mm.
And I think that's what this movie does really well. It doesn't shy away from. It's so stupid. It's like the stupidest thing you could put in a movie, but it's so well executed.
Yeah.
And
how do you
so
feel
fun.
About wigs in this movie, James?
It's a wig bonanza, mate.
It is a wig bonanza. one of the things I wonder is. As we are not horror aficionados, as we often say, although we are.
But every week we get a little bit better,
yeah,
don't we, Mason?
We're ramping up. I wonder if you are a horror aficionado out there. Are you like, oh, this is so cliched, or like, oh, they've really hit all the tropes hard or anything like that? Like, is this fairly standard issue these days, or is it kind of.
I don't know. It doesn't feel.
No.
I mean, I was going to name some things that it's close to, but I can't really because it's. That will give away. I also think it's not like a particularly scary movie. Like, it's upsetting and there's a bit of, like, body horror and gore.
And I think
Some heads, like, twisted around.
Yeah,
but there's
I think
nothing.
It's quite effective, like, in terms – I think it was quite effective in building tension. Like, when a character enters a room, there'll be, like, a very dramatic pan around them.
Sure.
And you're like, at what point is the bad stuff going to come? What
when's
angle
room,
is it going to jump? You
and
know?
When's the room going to melt away
right,
and whatever?
Yeah.
Should we do spoilers?
Let's do spoilers.
Because I can't really talk about this without spoilers.
I'm going to say best movie ever. I should watch it. And obviously, if you've got HBO Max, it is free.
And it's Mason.
Yes. Yes, James?
It is free. You're right.
Yeah. It's free. But okay, Jacqueline McKenzie was in Romper Stomper.
Yep. Oh, she was too.
She was in Deep Blue Sea.
I did know that.
She was in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Was she?
And The Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
Never seen it. Was that the one about the pants? No, I'm thinking about the pants.
That's
Traveling
right.
Pants movie.
And other stuff.
Yeah.
Get a load of that.
I will.
She was in Halifax FP. That's right.
You're probably thinking of Water Rats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. Well, James Wan is Australian, so it would make sense. It, yeah. And maybe it was filmed in Australia. Mm. Yeah, okay, so the twist, yes. If you're still here, and again, if you like horror, if you like silly horror, mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of like a Chucky or...
Yeah.
It's got that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Or Harry Potter 1, because...
Yeah.
The villain's
on the back of her head.
The villain's on the back of her head.
Yeah.
And it turns out that when she was born... she had a conjoined twin who was more tumor than man, who was like pure evil as a weird little goblin, kind of like the dude inside the chest in Total Recall.
Yes, exactly.
On the back of her head.
Uh-huh.
And does.
With little vestigial arms and
makes her, can take over her body and make her do murders and extreme strength or whatever. Yeah. So as a kid, they chopped him away and then folded him into her brain, just what was left of him. And then due to, like, some blunt force trauma, he's able to split out the back of her head and then do a bunch of take over the body. And
So every night she would go to sleep and then he would sort of crack open the back of her head, emerge as a face, and then her hair would go in front of her face.
Yep.
And then he would walk backwards to various locations and do a backwards murder.
Yep.
And then she would wake up with blood on the back of her head and go, oh, what happened? I guess I'm bleeding from that trauma from earlier.
The thing that happened. And I thought I'd figured it out pretty earlier that it was confirmed to me when the killer literally ran up a hallway backwards.
Yes.
And I went, oh, I think I have figured this out.
Yeah, right.
And the killer's like murdering people backwards in a bed. There's a moment.
Uh-huh.
You probably figured it out at that point, I'd imagine. But I think it also led to some incredible action scenes of, first of all, like chases, but there's a moment in a jail cell where there's just a whole lot of murders that happen.
The thing, see, that's again, and I did enjoy that, but, and it felt like Upgrade.
Yes.
You know, the where she kills everybody in the police station, essentially.
Let's, you know, Lee Whannell, James
Wan.
Yeah,
mates. But when she is put into that jail cell, even though they're like, you didn't do this murder, but we're going to put you in this jail cell anyway, if I recall, all the people in there are just like,
boo.
No, they're all like absolutely standard issue, like cliches
Like,
you know, women in prison kind of thing.
Zoe Bell, the stunt
woman? Oh, maybe.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, maybe. She's Australian also.
Yeah.
She's
New Zealand.
But like, there was even like a woman, like in a 1970s, like, you know, swirly bodysuit with an afro.
True.
And I'm like, did you just, what is happening here? Why do you?
She is a malignant. Yeah.
There you go.
But that's what I liked about it. And then when she gets out into the police station, it's like John Wick with a backwards lunatic.
Yeah.
Just murdering people and throwing chairs and snapping necks backwards and whatever.
Well, yeah, and it's at that point where I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this was worth the price of admission ultimately.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the here's the issue that I had earlier.
Yeah.
Is that, so in addition to being a tumor twin on the back of a person's head, he also has the ability to like cause electrical disturbances and project his voice through things like the radio or telephones or things like that. And that obviously emerged from the idea of, well, how is this character going to communicate to people without giving the game away that it is just a person in the head? And they just went, just say he's got electrical powers or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like,
do you think there
isn't there a better way to do that?
Yeah.
Just say he can talk through the radio, I guess. You know?
Yeah, I think there was that supernatural element. Yeah, you're right. I think it could have maybe written around that.
He could have been like, okay, maybe he sets up tape recorders or something or, you know, leaves notes or really anything. But they went, well, we got to.
Because he doesn't really need the electrical powers, does he? Like it doesn't really. I think the only scene that is there for is when they're interrogating her and then he calls on the phone.
Right, yeah.
But I think you're right. You could have written that a different way. But also this is the silliest movie I've ever seen.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I don't mind at all.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, you know what I really want from this at the end of the day?
What's that?
I want 10 years of lesser sequels.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Just keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. I mean, it just the absolute – just at the ending when she's like, no, actually now I have the power. Mm. And also I'll be back in a sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would clamp my head shut.
Yeah, sure.
You'd have to.
Yeah. We're a headband.
We're a headband. Mm. Exactly. Just silly.
So even if your head cracks open, he can't see.
Can't see a goddamn thing. Yeah, just silly putty up the back of my head.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think what was I going to say? I also think the fact that like, oh, we did it. She's recovered and whatever. Not really recovered, but like, oh, thank God, it's all figured out. It's like that woman has to go to jail regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just can't let that person just be around because of the lunatic
in
the back of her head. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a third twin somewhere else in her body.
A triple twin.
The front of her head opens up.
Oh, my God.
There's another person.
And it's Danny DeVito.
Like he's coming out of that couch and it's all sudden. Yeah. I don't know. I think if you like horror, I think it's definitely worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's very silly. But I also think it's like, it's supposed to be silly.
Yeah, for sure.
It knows exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's what I liked about it. And up next is Aquaman 2 from James Wan.
That's right.
You excited? Is there anything else we want to talk about for this movie, Mason? Bearing in mind, we don't have to.
No, that's true.
We can just move forward.
Like a shark.
Like a shark.
No, I think I thought the performances were pretty good.
Yep.
Although, you know, a little bit corny.
Yeah.
And again, the world could have looked like an actual world.
It did look like a spooky haunted house.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Do you know what it's time for?
It's time for what we're reading. What are we going to read?
How did you know?
Because I know we've done this 400 times.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I've done it 400 times. You've done it less than that.
Yeah, but shut up. What do you think of that, Mason?
That hurts.
Well, yours hurt more.
Oh, no, that's why I did it. So I did it.
Westworld.
Very nice.
Mason, what are you West reading?
Bunch of stuff.
Me too.
So this week I started watching Squid Game on Netflix.
What Squid Game?
Squid Game.
Squid Game?
Squid Game.
Squid Game.
Yes.
Yes.
Squid Game. It's a Korean TV series.
Oh, look at this.
I don't know if it was made for Netflix, but it's on Netflix. And it's a sort of a battle royale style TV series. It's a man, he's deeply in debt. And then he's approached by a man on the street who's like, you want to be in a game? You want to be in a game? And then he gets knocked out and he wakes up on this island. And they're like, you want to play some games? But they're deadly games. They're murder deadly games. What do you think about that?
So it's Hunger Games sort of.
Yeah, Hunger Games, Battle Royale kind of vibe.
Oh, no, I have seen trailers for this.
Yeah.
And it's very good.
I was not on board because it was called Squid Game, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I saw some recommendations for it and I was like, yeah, all right, I'm on board.
It's the best thing you've ever seen.
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty solid. I've also been watching. There is a YouTube channel by a guy called Jeremy Parrish.
The channel's
called Video Works.
Yep.
And it's broken up into a bunch of series, like NES Works, Super NES Works. And it's basically he's doing short retrospectives. He's been doing it for years. It's short retrospectives on like various video games on systems sort of by the year they came out. So it's all like it's sequentially. So there's like, you know, all your classics, like, you know, you might talk about Legends of Zelda and all the stuff that came before it.
I'm loving
like
this,
mate. What it was inspired by and, like, what, you know, and the legacy it left behind and all that sort of stuff. So it's really interesting.
These are very complicated videos that he's making here. Is that true?
They're not, I mean, they're easy to get on board
I mean,
with.
The research, I mean.
Yeah,
like
I would think so.
In terms of, I don't mean like.
Because it's sort of like, he'll be like, okay, well, you know, Legend of Zelda and it's taken the, like, the inventory management system from this Famicom game in Japan that I've never heard of, but it also takes these elements from these role-playing games and these elements from these action games and sort of ties them all together. It's very, very well done.
Did you start from the start? Because I just put a couple in my watch later.
I didn't initially because one came up at random and I'm like, I'll watch that.
So it was just like the algorithm threw it your way.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good.
I love this.
Yeah, it's good.
Wave Race retrospective.
Yeah.
Batman the video game retrospective.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Chuck that one in, mate. Chuck that in the queue. Chuck that in the queue, mate. Well, I've been reading comics.
Oh.
And specifically, I've been reading the comic. It's been two issues so far. It's from the AWA Studios. AWA Studios?
Don't know what that is.
Me neither. It's called Not All Robots by Mark Russell and Mark Diodato Jr.
Okay.
So it's the year 2056.
Mm.
Humans have been replaced by robots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
And every family has been assigned a robot. So they don't really need to work. Their robot goes to work for them. So it's the robots are like, we're doing you a favor.
Does the robot put on a little hat?
Pretty much.
A little newspaper under the arm, briefcase?
Yes.
Very good.
And so they're all living.
Says he's stuck late at work, but he's actually having an affair with the secretary.
That's exactly what's happening.
Robot secretary?
No, regular secretary.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
So the secretary has to go to work.
That's how it goes, Mason.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Make the rules of this unit. No, that's not true. But so the robots are like, We've taken over for a good reason. You've ruined the planet.
Okay.
You have to live in dome cities because everywhere outside of that is ruined. You fucked it, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're stepping in and we're doing you a huge favor. Uh-huh. Well, now we earn the money and we get the food for you. You should be grateful. You know what I mean? And then every now and then, like, a robot will murder their family or, like, a whole city. Like, the robot messed up the air filtration system and just kills, like, a million people. And there's a trial and it's just like, oh, it was an accident. Just get over it. Like, it's just that kind of
thing. So the robots are kind of, they're meant to be servile, but they're actually...
Well, they're not. They're ruling, but they're also as petty as people.
Okay,
so all the problems still exist.
Yep.
And they're ruled by robots, but the robots have, like, depression.
And, okay.
And they'll have, like, debates on, like, your CNN Fox News-style show where a human activist is talking to a robot. It's like, you killed, like, a million people, and they're like, you need to get past it and move forward and whatever.
Okay.
You know, it's a way that, you know, people, you know, with slavery and, you know, genocide of nations have been like, just get over it. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
It's like that kind of
thing. So would you say this is like they're discussing human issues but from a fresh new perspective that really makes you think?
I'm not saying that, Mason. I'm saying
did it make you think?
No, this is an entirely new idea and every concept in this is completely new to me and strange and foreign.
Mm.
So anyway, it's only two at the moment, but I've been very much enjoying it. It just popped up and I saw the cover and I went, eh. And then I gave it, I'm like, nah.
What's that cover look like? You got it there?
No.
Okay. Can't show you. What's it called again? I forgot.
It's called Not All Robots. I'll show you a cover. I've got it on my Comixology on my telephone machine.
Mm.
Again, I'm looking for a Kindle and they don't exist yet where something, something, something.
You can read comics on it?
Yep.
Guided View?
That's one of the covers.
Oh, it looks like a kind of a safety poster.
But they don't all look like that. Like the first issue is like this.
Oh, so it's like different.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Anyway, I really like it so far. But maybe the third one's absolutely dreadful. And if that does happen, I will report back and tell everybody that this comic is actually not good.
You should report to them, to the police.
I will.
Skip the podcast entirely. Just let us know. Keep us updated on the court case.
At the risk of bringing up the hero of this podcast and causing greater ire in the community, you probably saw Elon Musk's Tesla bot the other week.
What is a Tesla bot?
So
you've been reading it, though.
I know, it's a real thing that he unveiled.
Okay.
And by that I mean they showed like the concept for a sleek robot that's coming next year.
Oh, was it just a guy in a suit
or
something?
It was a guy in like a morph suit.
Was it Grimes? Did he make his wife put the suit
on? I don't think it was Grimes.
Okay.
But the thing, if you look at like the things that that guy claims, most of them are not anything.
Oh.
It's just like, we're going to put a Neuralink in your brain. Are you? We're going to build a tunnel. Yeah, I know that you can do because you know anyone can do that.
Mm.
But just like the things that.
But does everyone have the drive and the ambition to build a tunnel, James?
Or the money?
Or the money to
and
do
stop
it?
Stop people from unionizing and things like that. Does everybody have?
Does everybody have the power to stop people from unionizing? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Anyway, I think he's normal.
You do think he's normal?
He's totally normal. Yeah, yeah. He's a normal man
Both
and a hero.
Both this conversation and all the conversations we have off air suggest to me that you think he's normal. So that's important.
Yeah, he's a normal man. And do you think he's normal?
Yeah.
Both of us?
We think he's normal.
We think he's normal and cool.
Yeah.
And he just has normal
and
thoughts.
And he's a genius and he comes up with all – well, I mean, he has normal thoughts except for his genius thoughts.
Yeah, those are highly obviously
– Yeah, which are all his thoughts.
And he invented digital currency.
He invented digital currency and electric cars.
No, cars.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
He invented cars.
That's nice. Wow.
So I think that's great.
Yeah. He's like the original Henry Ford.
Yeah. No, even before that.
Whoa.
And he didn't buy these companies that had already invented these things claim that he invented them, and now he gets people to work for him to invent things that he sort of vaguely recommends that they build. He does it all himself.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that, but it's good to hear it. It's good to hear it said. It's good to hear the truth out loud.
Very good.
Once again, totally normal stuff.
Is it good to hear the theme song to the next segment of the show?
No, but we're going to play it anyway.
I think it's a good theme song.
We love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
We're going to hear right now. We're going to do letters.
People think that letters are only a day away, but as the theme song suggests, they're actually here right now.
They're here right now.
And if you do want to reach the show, if you go hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or email weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com to nickmason.com.
Please do, yeah.
And
this is an email from Andrew.
Okay.
He says, hey. Do you ever listen to someone speak, e.g. a podcast, imagine what they might look like, e.g. create a mental image, and then get disappointed when you actually see what they look like? Some people look like real dorks. Not you guys, though. Also, I think the watcher is just a voyeuristic space perv.
Yep.
That's from Andrew. And he also said, R.I.P. Norm. because we lost Norm Macdonald this week.
We did too. We should have talked about that up top.
Very sad.
Yeah.
One of the greats, I think.
One of the greats, yeah. And the thing about Norm Macdonald, mm-hmm. you could never get away with that these days or whatever, even though he did for decades.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But you could never say the things that he said, even though people did and he did. And he was funny.
So funny. Just, I mean, you know, and I think a real mark of like whether somebody is funny or not is like when they die, is Twitter just a constant influx of like all the jokes they said and all the funny appearances they made on stuff. And like, he's maybe one of I'm probably say this a lot, but I reckon Norm Macdonald, like one of the best there ever was. Like,
wow, in terms really?
Of just being funny. Like, and he's, you know, like a lot of comics and comedic actors and stuff that have been around for a really long time. I'm sure it's, you know, at points he probably, you know, maybe crossed the line. Oh,
definitely,
once or twice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think he never actually set out to offend anybody.
Yeah.
And he never.
He's not malicious.
No, and he just.
And he's not like, get over it, snowflakes.
Yeah, he just. I think he. I think he just sort of. He was just great at just having funny thoughts and just putting them out there.
And whenever somebody's like, what, too real for you, get over it, it's never like. It's never a funny thing. It's just like, but it's not even a good, like if it was a good joke that you can get away with a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true, yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, very good.
Happy Gilmore maybe also. He was in.
I have, look, everybody remembers this one, but I have very fond memories of there's a, when Conan O'Brien did Late Night with Conan O'Brien, which is like his first one. He was on with Courtney Thorne-Smith, late of Melrose Place.
Oh, I did see this,
And he just, it's just him making fun of her being in a movie called Carrot Top.
No, it wasn't. It was called.
It's called Chairman of the Board
with Carrot Top. Yeah.
And he's like, I know what to call it, box office poison. Anyway, it's a very funny bit.
And he was right.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I saw that clip, I'm like, who is this woman? Like, I didn't actually, I had to look up who she was, which is not a slight on her, but I'm just saying that movie maybe didn't help her career very much.
Yeah. This is a quote from Norm.
Okay.
He says, I like life, man. It's lucky you're alive. I'm so happy every day that I'm alive because it's a fluke. There are many more people that never got to be alive. It's the greatest gig in the world, being alive. You get to eat at Denny's, wear a hat, whatever you want to do.
wear a hat.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. Good one.
But also, the thing about radio people and you don't know what they look
like. Oh, yeah. It doesn't happen to me so much anymore.
Because you Google them immediately.
You Google them immediately. But do you have anyone in particular?
It
is weird when you meet someone
and
then, like, you might do their show or podcast.
Yeah, right.
And then you have to sit. This is a very niche experience, I'd imagine.
No, it's not, because everybody's got a podcast and everybody appears on everybody else's podcast.
But then you sit there and you're like, you're with them and they're talking and you're like, oh, I'm in that thing. I'm in it. Like, I'm in the thing that I listen to.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people will say of me, I saw him and he doesn't look like it's. Or if they see us on video, often it's like, it's weird to see you talk.
Yeah, that.
And you know, I'll tell you why it is, because having seen myself talk every once in a while, my lips don't move as much. For how much sound comes out.
Is it the beard?
Maybe.
If you went completely clean shaven, we'd see how much your mouth moves.
I think
that's what the people want.
That's, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, I find it very weird seeing myself on video.
But it used to be very common because you'd listen to the radio and you
the
Morning Zoo crew or whatever, and you'd be like, I have no idea what these people look like. But I think these days.
Do these people really live at the zoo? Jesse Thorne was one for me. I'm like, that guy looks absolutely nothing like I thought he looked
interesting.
Like.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's
very well dressed.
Yeah, but I think these days also you might download a podcast and if their faces aren't on the podcast, you like the first thing I'll do is I'll like Google them and see what they look like, or like follow them, find them on Instagram or whatever,
and follow them around.
Yeah, you follow them around in person.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
I agree.
Mm.
Anyway, it's good that we're not monsters, I guess.
Yeah,
we're not like.
Yeah,
I was going to spoil the movie Malignant, but I won't because we're out of that spoiler segment of the show. I've got one here from Channel 12, Mason.
Okay.
It says, what are your thoughts on the conspiracy theory that Marvel purposefully leaked footage of Andrew Garfield in No Way Home? It's sus because of how high res it is, the perfect angle, it teases Toby's hand, and Jimmy Fallon mentioning on The Tonight Show, much love, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, that's how you reach the show. It is odd that if it is real, which again it may not be, that they didn't take it down. So I think... I don't know what's promotion anymore.
Yeah, right.
I can't tell what's a viral leak and what's a real leak unless somebody gets sued.
I mean, it might not even be an ad for a Marvel movie. It might just be an ad for Taco Bell or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like we're like, what's the secret? And he's like, they remove the deep fake and it's just a
secret
like
taco,
like an enchilada or something in a Spider-Man suit.
So there you go. But yeah, I could
Crunchwrap Supreme.
That's right. It could be a leak. What else we got, Mason?
This is from Ethan. He says, hey, fellas, long-time listener, first-time writer here. Last year I trained to become a sound engineer, and obviously with the pandemic I can't find a job since all the live shows are shut down.
Yeah, they're coming back,
but there's still no job, so I'm stuck delivering fast food. I drive 8 hours every single day and have been since February, and if it weren't for listening to the podcast, I would have gone insane by now. Thanks for keeping me company for all the time I've spent on the road. Love the show. Love you guys too. From Evan.
Wait a second.
He's Ethan or he's Evan? Which is he? I'm going to say he's Ethan, and that's a type, and that's an autocorrect.
Really? Maybe he's forgotten his name.
Maybe he's forgotten his own name. Well, Ethan/Evan.
Maybe he's got a secret twin.
Yeah, yeah. Things are coming back, so I'm sure you're gonna.
I hope so.
But I can relate to driving around for 8 hours a day.
So you're driving around for hours a day for nobody. Is that right?
Yeah.
How many people are getting on every route that you do?
Depends on the day.
I mean, depending on the bloody bedroom something. Anyway, depends on the day. Give me a standard day. Route, Mason.
But it'd still be in the hundreds.
Okay.
But like, I mean, you know, late at night, it can be like. Two people.
Do you prefer it when there's nobody?
Yes.
Or lots of people?
Nobody.
Or somewhere in the middle because it goes quicker?
Nope, nobody.
Because it doesn't go quicker?
Yes.
Do people come up and still try and talk to you? Hey, mate. Hey, my ticket's not whatever.
Yeah, less these days.
Yeah.
Because I'm surly.
Because you're like, fuck off.
Yeah, that's
fuck
right.
Fuck off, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say.
Good.
Yeah.
There you go. I got this from I Watch Stuff, who says, #WeeklyPlanetPod. Have you ever considered doing a show on best/worst de-aging or aging up in movies/TV?
Oh, that'd be good.
No, but yes.
But also it'd be tricky because we'd
have to talk about it. It might work better as a video, but yes.
Yes, exactly.
Would we do digital only or would we do prosthetics and such?
I think we could do both, yeah.
Maybe we do one where aging up and then we do one where we're aging down, you know?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
But yes, that sounds like a good idea. Got another email here, Mason.
This is from Tim.
Hello, Tim.
He says, it's anxiety escapism in the Weekly Planet. Firstly, just you guys are the best. Well, that's nice. I've been an avid listener and viewer since 2015. Listen to every new episode twice. Watch everything. Big sandwich subscriber for over a year.
Wow.
And you guys are just brilliant.
Well, you're brilliant, Tim.
Thought that was going to be sent at me, James, but that's fine.
No.
I really appreciate your relaxed style, effortless humor, kind attitude, and community building. My dad, who is not a Marvel or Star Wars fan or anything, has also come to love you guys whenever I play him anything.
Cool.
Also a fan of James's less successful podcast.
But equally good, right?
He says, if you see this, please pass on to Claire. The cheese awesome too.
I'll pass that on.
So there you go.
Thank you very much, Tim. That's really kind. And thank you for all the support that you've given us just for no reason.
He says, I'm 21 since I was 14. I've had an array of mental health difficulties, including obsessive compulsive disorder. And for 6 of those 7 years, I've had you guys.
Thank you for that.
Cool. That's, yeah.
We're glad you're doing well. Yes. I'm glad we're doing well, but we're more glad that you're doing well.
That's right. We're glad we're doing all right, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's really kind of you, and thank you for the support.
Good luck, Tim. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah.
Good luck, Evan and or Ethan. I have one more tweet here, Mason.
I'm ready.
If you don't mind.
Please.
Does he mind, everybody? Let's find out. This is from Frank to the Frank.
Oh, I'm so mad.
#.
No, I don't mind, actually.
Is it just me or is the Watcher becoming more and more visible as the season goes on? Of What If, of course.
Oh, yes.
Does this add to your theory that he's going to get involved at the end of the season? Yeah, a few people, maybe it was just this person who pointed that out, but yeah, he seems to be, like, you don't just see, like, his eyes in the sky. Now it's just him. He's like, I'm big. I'm looking at you.
Why aren't you people looking at me?
I'm so big.
Right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm a big baby and a big nappy.
Do you think he's watching these universes to merge them? He's like, which ones are these going to fuck around with?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that is his plan. Maybe he's like, maybe there's an even bigger, meaner watcher behind him. I'm watching you. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to bully you. I'll poke you in the back of a big baby head.
Don't bully me. I don't like it. They both have the same voice.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm going to find one more email. What do you think about that?
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to sit in absolute silence.
Okay, great.
Did you know you can actually sign up to BigSandwich.co? We're looking at the year 1913 this week.
Oh, my God, yes.
For Time Capsule. And let me tell you, I didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Mason's idea, and it went exactly as well as I thought it would.
I think it went very well. I think we had a grand time.
I mean, nothing good happened in that year at all. It wasn't even a World War year. Weak, lame, dumb. And what do you think of that? Have you seen the game Skatebird?
Skatebird, no.
Yeah, it's like
Tony
Hawk, but you're a bird.
No.
Oh, while you're doing that, Mason, did you hear there's a Lost Boys reboot starring Noah Jupe?
Who's that?
Dunno. Oh, Kit Harington reveals that he previously turned down a superhero role.
Whoa, which one?
Comic book movie. Says potentially Mr. Fantastic in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dodge that bullet.
Whoa.
Did you see that Han from the Fast and Furious franchise, played by Sung Kang, looks like he is going to be using a lightsaber and working with Darth Vader, so he's probably an Inquisitor.
That's old stuff.
What do you think of that, Mason?
I love it.
Mm.
How about this, James?
I'm ready.
This is from Natalie, and the subject line is, "My dad held the spit bucket."
What?
Yeah, hi, James.
Do you want to explain what the spit bucket is before we get into it?
Well, a spit bucket is on a Hollywood movie set, or presumably any movie set where they have to eat stuff.
Yep.
Because they have to do multiple takes.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, rather than eating a thing and then swallowing the thing, you chew it up in the scene and then you spit it into the spit bucket that is off screen, off camera.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
I like that. Natalie says, "Hi, James and Meso. I laughed out loud when you guys talked about the spit bucket on movie TV sets, and I wanted to add a little extra tidbit to your fun fact. My dad, who was an editor, producer's favorite story to tell, is how one of his first jobs out of college was holding a spit bucket on a commercial set. The actress who was sipping a beer or a soda wasn't supposed to move from her spot, probably to maintain the lighting and camera positions. So instead, after the take of her sipping and the cut, my dad had to walk over to her with a spit bucket and hold it every time she had to spit out the drink. He pretty much had to hang on to it the whole time. Yes, everybody's got to start somewhere, right? Anyway, love you guys and love the podcast. It's got me through some tough times. I'm getting annoyed by these, but on the off chance you read my email, can I be the official daughter of a spit bucket holder of the podcast?"
Sure.
I mean, is that one taken?
Wait, I mean, yeah, it is.
You can have it.
She was annoyed by this thing that we established or whatever?
I think so, yeah. Natalie from New Jersey.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So yeah. Confirmed to exist in the real world.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. I didn't believe you, but it's nice to get somebody else who actually knows what they're talking about writing in. If you don't mind me saying so.
No, I don't mind that at all.
Okay, good,
that's very
good.
Accurate, actually.
Do you mind actually wrapping up the show? Are you busy?
I mean, I'm holding this glass of water.
Yeah, but
and I've just sipped from it.
You can put it down. Must be getting heavy, though.
I know, but I'm, it's good.
Getting your reps in.
You're getting my reps in, yeah. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Hope everybody's doing all right out there. Thanks for telling a friend. Thank you for lying to your friends to get them to listen to the podcast.
That's
maybe
huge.
They stick around.
Like getting people on board,
right?
Telling people helps so much.
Yeah, folks, thank you for leaving a 5-star review. James, you got any there?
Actually, I do, Mason. I've opened it up right now. This one is from Dan's Huntsman, who said, 5 stars. I normally never write reviews, but this is just so good. I've been listening for years now, and it's the best podcast I've ever heard.
Whoa.
I normally listen while at the gym, but sometimes I laugh so hard I'm afraid of dropping weights on my head. 5 stars.
Getting his wraps in.
That's right. It's from Cole, who says, "Worst best investment ever. I discovered this podcast through their YouTube videos. Thanks, algorithm. And it's all just amazing. But since becoming a subscriber, I lost the sense of wonder and excitement upon finding new content randomly. Thanks, algorithm. And now spend 6 days a week agonizingly waiting for new content. Feels bad, but still 5 stars for some reason."
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. At Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com, see what's going on.
Yeah.
You can also follow our pal and friend and editor, Robert Collings.
Give him a follow.
At Raw Collings on Twitter, at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. You can follow me.
Would you say you won't regret it?
You won't regret it.
You won't make you regret it.
You shan't regret it. You can follow me, Wikipedia Brown, on Twitter, which is also a reference in the movie Malignant. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we didn't meant to bring that up.
Doesn't matter. I didn't mean to bring it up.
Coincidence?
Yes.
Coincidence?
Yes.
Coincidence?
Yes.
You should find everybody who worked on that movie through the credits and follow them on Twitter and see if they follow you.
Ooh,
I'm not going to do that.
But, no, somebody could do it, though. Not us.
It's not a coincidence.
No. You can follow me, Wikipedia Brown, on Twitter, Instagram, Nick Maseau, NickMaseau. James is Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. You can also go to the Facebook group, Planet Broadcasting Great Mates. If you want to have some fun, good time chats about podcasts and pop culture and movies and comic books and TV shows, get in there. It's good fun.
Get in there. It's really
Everybody's
nice.
It's very nice in there.
And it's also it's
or else.
Or else.
Yeah.
It's moderated beautifully as well.
It's very well moderated.
Say, yeah.
Folks, if you want to support the show, you don't have to, but if you want to, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can chuck in a buck or any amount you wish. We haven't mentioned this in recently, but we find a good metric for if you want to donate any amount is if it were to fall out of your pocket in any given month and you wouldn't notice.
Give us it.
Give it to us. give us that much. If a dollar, we'll take a dollar.
We'll take a dollar.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. You can also go to Patreon.
There is still stuff up on the Patreon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can go to bigsandwich.co.
Yes.
You can sign up there for $9 a month. We give you all the bonus stuff, as per mentioned.
Huge back catalog.
Huge back catalog.
We've been doing it for a year and a half now. So there's so much stuff there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. T-shirts are on tpublic.com. Just search for the Weekly Planet.
Yeah, that's right.
Get whichever silly one you want.
I would like all of them.
You want all of them?
Yep.
For your birthday?
Yeah.
Just a big stack of T-shirts?
Just a big stack of T-shirts, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
XXL?
XXXXL.
Okay.
I want something I can swim in.
All right, great. Yeah.
I want a wet shirt I can swim in.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Yeah, no, it's just really dragging you down.
It's dragging me down. Do you ever do that swimming practice? They're like, got to bring your clothes and swim in your shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
When's that ever going to happen to me? When am I ever going to fall in the water and leave all my clothes on and tread water for 40 minutes?
Famous last words, James.
I know, right? I bet everybody at the Titanic wished they'd taken those swimming lessons.
That's exactly right.
But I think it was the cold that killed them. Or the ship that fell on them.
Or the sharks.
Or Billy Zane shot them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or Kate Winslet being selfish.
Selfish on the door, Mason, or whatever people say.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
That's the whole show, I reckon.
Next week, don't know, maybe if Foundation, maybe we give that a
Maybe I can figure out how to get it on my television.
I mean, I have it, so I'll talk about it. You just listen to me talk about it.
That sounds really good.
Other things. Mm. Blah. Goodbye.
Grab that gem, you guys. Blah. Is that your sign-off now?
Yeah.
Can you replicate it, do you think, though?
Blah.
It's like a blah.
Blah.
Okay, write it out on your notes so you'll know how to say it next
time. I'll remember.
Okay.
I'll remember, Mason.
All right, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.